This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Strum a tune, throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Bump it down,
drag. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, oh, drag queen, drag queens, drag. I suppose to know.
You know, okay, that was a hard song to make different.
It was a hard song to make different. It's a trick. Brittany is a trick, though. She's a trick and a treat, truly.
She's a real treat. You know who's a treat?
Who?
Have you been following this drunk lady from Michigan who's like, the star witness and the polls being all fucked up.
What'd you do to the votes? Something
She's
crazy.
Iconic.
She
Imagine
is awesome.
Slamming a bottle of Chardonnay and then going into court with Rudy Giuliani and being like, I'm gonna tell him what's on my mind. Like,
oh my
she's
God.
Incredible.
And then them being like, this is the star witness, everyone. We found the irrefutable witness who will give our side credibility.
Yeah.
She looks like Christina Aguilera got trapped in a dishwasher and we need her.
Okay. Here's the best part. So I was on Love It or Leave It, which is a political podcast. So you may have heard me talk about this if you listen to it. But
I don't.
There is a earlier video of her in the glasses. Her hair is in a neater updo. Black sweater, scarf. And then the infamous video where she's in the gorgeous, stunning blue-based red lipstick that really thrives on her skin. She's wearing the same cardigan, the same scarf, and her hair is messy. And I was like, so she has not done her hair or changed her clothes since this first interview. I'm like, this woman is like not okay. And she's got kids. We have to do a wellness check.
She's not well. She's sick. Anyone who is still playing the game of it was rigged is so fucking crazy. I wish it was legal to truly put them all in a cage. Ha ha ha. Playful transition. You're listening to the only drag podcast in the internet. Did you know, everyone?
The only one that talks about Drag Race, the only one that talks about politics. Honestly, we're the only podcast hosted by two people. So
that is exciting.
I'm really excited to be a pioneer in that aspect, Mono.
That is exciting. You know who? Yeah, I mean, there's lots of podcasts hosted by 5-6 people.
Yeah.
Have you heard that the Backstreet Boys have their own podcast now, and it is a cacophony.
Wait,
I don't know
really?
What's going on. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, what am I doing here?
What am I doing here?
I truly was like, Mono, we have to adjourn this. I need to go listen to this.
Honestly. Oh, and but before we adjourn it, there is a star witness here. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. You wanted to present some evidence on why this isn't the only Drag Race podcast?
Honestly, that's what people sound like when they try to say that there's other podcasts in the world.
Truly.
And I'm like, but there's only one. It's ours. there's like literally only one podcast.
It's honestly embarrassing. They already projected it that there's one podcast on the internet.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, it's already been declared by many media outlets, even Fox News. It's like, there's one podcast.
I mean, it's just so weird that people think there's other podcasts when, like, we still have dial-up internet, you know? So let's get into this episode of Drag Race.
Yes.
Thailand.
Now, this is really good. I have to also tell you, I got some secret tea from a source that is very much involved in the overall making of the show that privately messaged me and anonymously said, just so you know, Miss Gimwai broke more rules than was even stated
Honestly, yeah. That explains why she was like, okay, see you later. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why she was like, okay, yeah, I did do that.
Because like, if you break one rule, you fight it. You go, it was one time, it was one thing. Listen, I will do better. I am so sorry. But if you break multiple rules, you're like, the jig is up. Okay, I'll see everyone later. Everyone have a really nice weekend.
Fully agree. I have it on good intel that there were outfits snuck out of the studio.
Whoa.
And other people outside of the show were working on them, and then these outfits were snuck back into the studio.
Dang, Miss Gimwai.
Miss Gimwai, I'm still not mad at the hustle. I'm like, me still either. Think
I
it's
mean,
smart.
She was, I was truly in my brain. I was like, that's why she was so sickening.
Yeah, I know, right? Totally.
Because like, oh, she had so much help. Yeah, that's why she was sickening. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes
Takes
sense.
A village.
Takes a village to create a thing. And yeah, but so T for you. Who are listening and following the scandal. Wow.
I love it.
I do too. I love a scammer and a schemer. Someone call Lacey, because this scam.
Yeah, it's a scam. Call Scam Goddess. Scam. Now on Team Coco.
yes. So for this episode though, we're back in the room with six of them. Mm-hmm. Huh? And I don't know, there's a bunch of boots there that are completely fine that they lose their minds over.
Yes. And also, Bandit was asked, how do you feel that you've never won anything? Which the translation might be like very abrupt and like real cutting to the point. But mm-hmm. I just loved that. Just like, mm-hmm. how do you feel that you've never won a thing? And she was just like, well, I guess it's my time to leave. And she's wearing this fabulous robe. It's just, oh, what a treat. But
can you imagine? Can you imagine if someone slapped you in the face with something like that? I'd been like, it's been a really bad year for you, huh? You're really sad this year, aren't you?
I mean, people do it. And because I spent all of last year saying that 2020 was going to be my year.
Oh, my God. So that's right.
Now people are really enjoying tweeting at me, DMing
yes.
me, saying, oh, I'm listening to old episodes. If only you fucking knew. And I'll tell you something, I've been really enjoying blocking those people because Woo! If you need to take the time out of your life to be like, oh, well, doesn't it suck? Like, I don't need you to ever message me again.
Also, if you think, because, and I'll tell you what, in their crazy little brains, they think you're going to read it and you're going to go, oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever read.
Yeah. Like,
they think you are going to delight. You're going to find that wonderful and delightful. And then you are going to hire them as star writer of the world. They think
it's like,
it's
don't
so
you
good.
Know that I'm doing mental Olympics in my brain being like, the year's not so bad. Do you know, like, like just
Bitch.
Trying to find any scrape of it's okay.
I'm running a fucking mental decathlon, bitch,
Truly.
Trying to make this year work
Truly.
For me.
Truly. And it's exhausting, so I don't need that negativity in my life.
It's, we don't need it. But,
so,
yeah.
The mini challenge, they're brought to this, like, cute little floating market. There's
oh,
a lot
cute.
Of food, because the episode is themed around food.
The episode is titled Food Lover, which made me very much.
Yeah, I was like, I am a food lover. But the task at hand is to shop for ingredients to then make a portrait of yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yes. With our art Aria and Pangina. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to shut up, but I'm going to have a hard time shutting up about just how much I want Pangina to... leave me for dead in a hotel room.
Oh, my God.
And just hide my corpse down the garbage chute. If that's something that makes her happy, that's what I want for her.
Very, very, very attractive.
Very.
Just what a treat to
Such
be
a treat.
Incredibly physically desirable in either gender or any gender.
Yes, in any expression. It like, is. That's a
I
get.
I follow this one very androgynous person on Instagram, mm-hmm. and yeah. I'm not sure how they identify, so I won't say, but mm-hmm. they are so hot. But yeah. masculine, feminine, sometimes they're just like bald. And I'm like, mm-hmm. woof, give that to me too.
Yeah.
Not that bald is feminine, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like sometimes they're nothing.
All of it. Yeah.
And I love it.
I'm so excited that we're also at this place where we're just like, we're just embracing all kinds of beauty and like, we're embracing beauty. And even like the powers that be are like, wait, this is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I think queer people and allies like us have been like, yeah, we've been saying this. We've been saying this.
Yeah, I love it. So I can't remember who says this, but Anjani Ang. I figured it out. I like finally looked. I was like, let me turn on the subtitles and look at them. Because sometimes Anjali? I watch it sans subtitles. And then I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So then I have to go back. And it's really fun to be in this brain.
Okay. Yeah, Anjali, right? Yeah.
Anjali Ang. It's Ang, not Ang.
It's just Ang. Okay. Yes. Is it Anang or Ang?
Oh, God. I don't know. I didn't listen too good. But somebody said she was shopping. That shopping is an art, and Anjali Ang has no grace. And I was like, that's funny.
It is
funny to be like, shopping is an art.
Total. I mean, truly, I'm like, they're reading each other's groceries in a way that only irresponsible queers and fags can. Like, mm-hmm. I love that. It's like, lettuce and arugula, you dumb mm-hmm. bitch.
You stupid whore, lettuce and arugula. It's lettuce or arugula.
Radishes and lotus root. You dumb cunt. Yeah, that is really funny. I want to go to a floating market because that seems fun, even though I would certainly capsize into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to make little paintings of their faces. Very season 10 yes. pancakes.
Yes, it is
if
fun.
You remember that.
Also, before they like get into the like reveals, Shamala is screaming about fruit. And I was like, this is a vibe, okay? Like, that is me in the supermarket being like, I need more fruit. I don't want fruit. I hate fruit, but I gotta eat fruit. Ooh.
What's this? I don't know what that is. I want it.
She's
get six. They'll spoil.
So
I don't care.
Funny. I mean,
she's
a
treat.
I have tangerines in my house that I took from a friend because I was like, surely I'll eat these. I have not eaten them.
You know, I bought green tomatoes because I was excited to eat green tomatoes. And then I found out they were just unripe tomatoes.
Yes, but you could do fried green tomatoes. That's what fried green tomatoes are. They're unripe tomatoes.
Totally.
But also, if you leave them on your counter, they will ripen.
They've ripened now. And so I can't fry them anymore. Now I've got to make them tomatoes again. But I got real confused when they started turning red. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, so you thought you just bought green tomatoes.
Yes, because I Googled it. Apparently, there is also a tomato that's green.
Yes,
but
correct.
A lot of green tomatoes are just unripe and
unripe
you fry the shit out of them. Yeah.
That's very funny.
So I would love for these girls to read me at a grocery store and call me a stupid gash that doesn't know what she's buying.
This challenge really reminded me of another show that I fucking love called Ink Master. I love
Oh, I've seen
Ink Master.
Ink Master.
And sometimes they'll be like, here are 40 trillion markers, make a mosaic, and you're like, what? And then they have to like put all these markers, and there's like shading and gradients, and then they like prop it up, and it's like a whole thing, and you're like, what the fuck? That's what it reminded me of.
I need to see that because I've only seen the one little trailer where they're like, it's Midwest versus New York, like they did like a territory war season.
Sure, they did. They're
and that
always
just made
doing
me
something
laugh.
New. Gotta say, Dave Grohl? No, Dave Nirvana.
Navarro.
I don't
even
know his name, but I saw him on a plane and I got so starstruck. And I never get starstruck. Like,
He was
on a plane with Viola Davis and was like, calm, cool, collected, because I respect her. But I was like, it's Ink Master! I was so pleased.
And he prefers to be remembered only as Ink Master.
Well, that's the only way I know him. He's a musician, I think.
Yeah, he's from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I would never have known it. I don't know a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. What do they sing about? floating markets and fucking making portraits.
You know, let's see, which is their biggest one? I mean, you know the one, oh my God, now I feel crazy that I'm not able to think of a Red Hot Chili. I mean, there's Californication. There's
Californication on a winter's day. How does Californication go?
Oh God, now I can't think. Now
this
I'm thinking
is funny.
It's Californication. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wait, there's way more popular songs. There's you know this song, I feel like you have to give it to your mama. I feel like you got to give it to your mama.
Everyone has got to give it to their mama?
I don't know.
Our producer Ferris. Ferris, do you know any Red Hot Chili Pepper songs?
He does. He absolutely does.
Sure. California, Suyati, Simultaneous Release.
Okay, is that their most famous one?
That's Danny California.
What's the most famous one that everyone knows?
There's also Under the Bridge.
Mm-hmm. There's
that one go? It goes, California.
Wait, are they all about California?
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh.
How's that sad one go? It's how does that fucking Under the Bridge one go? I can't. I don't. Yeah, everyone's going to lose their minds. Or the queer people listening will say, "Preach, let the church say amen." We don't need to talk about Red Hot Chili Peppers anymore. But you know them.
I mean, I've heard of their name, but I truly don't think I know a song.
They have a song called Aeroplane. They have a song called By the Way. They have so many songs.
All right, I believe you. Okay, so they reveal their portraits.
Yes.
Bandit is up first. Bandit.
Bean Lady.
Did not finish her portrait.
You know, she didn't finish it, but I liked it.
I agree. There was too much white in the hair. Like, it was unfinished. It had a very... I liked where it was going, but I thought it had a very unfinished feel to it.
I just liked it looked really different, and like the style was almost like, I don't know, it just looked like a little, like a fun, sad French cartoon, and I liked the look of it. It was not finished, but it was not the worst to me.
Okay, fair.
Bean Lady.
So next was Tormai.
Yes.
I thought it was so good, and I loved that it was so much. It was a lot of different things going on, a lot of different textures. And for me, I'm a maximalist. Thank you. She only shops
at
TJ Maxx.
Thank you, Maximista, Maximalista.
it was so funny. I was telling someone, I was like, I'm a maximalist, which means like my interior design is like, I like a lot of different patterns and stuff. Uh-huh. And I was like, I took a test and that's what it told me. I can't remember who said it to me, but they were like, you had to take a test to figure that one out. And I was like, okay. Sometimes we don't realize who we are. Stop being rude.
You but just answered all of the above on every single answer.
I was like, you like colors? Yeah, all of them. Put them on a wallpaper and I'll put it up. Tormai's was
wigs,
very
cheetah
maximalist.
Print.
Yes, I love
that.
Love
all those things
print.
On a wall. Yes, I liked it. It looked like the Babadook to me in a good way.
Okay.
And then Srimala, I thought hers looked fine, but then apparently they were like, oh, is she dead?
I loved it because immediately after they said, is she dead? I was like, yes, she looks dead.
She looks dead. And maybe Lotus like a symbol of passing, perhaps? Like,
oh, maybe. I did not look it up. I'll look it up now.
I just noticed they were like, oh, because the lotuses. And she's like, oh, shit. Is that some sort of a funeral tie thing? I don't know. But if it is, work, work, work.
I'll just tell you what I Googled. Are lotus for dead people?
And are
they? So, okay, the afterlife lotus is to be burned to the deceased. So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
The dead people. What? The dead people on the cover. I don't know. Okay. So I think it's a Buddhist death ritual.
No more research. That checks out. Don't you dare.
Great. I won't look up another thing ever again. I'll never do any more research. No, I'm so sorry. I cannot cite my sources. I have finished researching.
That is the end of my 22nd book report. So Vonda gets read for filth.
Yeah, they said it looked very kindergarten, and it made me laugh because it looked like her, but it did look like it was done by a kindergartner.
It did. It did. I like the cabbage hair.
Yeah, and I like that she was wearing the cabbage hair in person to be like, see? Yeah. This is what I look like.
See? That's look at my weird hair. I mean, she does have pretty wild hair all the time, and I like that. I like her confessionals. They're just like, looks like she's always escaped a tornado. Like, her hair is always...
Yeah, she's got curly hair, and she's like, I've never thought about doing a thing to it.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
I love it. And now, Angelique, you want to talk about Maximalista.
Yes, my God. It's very like Chiquita Banana, and mm-hmm. everything from the floating market was on that portrait. And I honestly like clapped. I was like, ooh, yeah. This is for me. It was so cute. I loved it. I really liked it.
Very Carmen Miranda. It is all yes. over the place. Popping off the frame is cool as hell. It's yeah, you can't clock it. You can't.
She's one of my favorite girls, and this is a fantastic episode for her.
It really is a great damn episode for her. She really shows up
she
and shows
really
out.
Really fucking kills
and
it.
And she's mean, and I love it. She's like catty, and I love it.
Yeah, I like her personality. When she later is like on a desk making fun of Mocha Diva, I was laughing.
Yes.
I love her so much.
Oh my gosh, she sounded so much like her too. She
yes.
like sounded just like her. Oh my God, I didn't remember what it was, but it was just like, I am loud.
Next is Jeannie. And mm-hmm. Jeannie, okay, I like Jeannie. I think Jeannie's very sweet, but Jeannie likes to talk a lot.
Yeah.
So you forget what you're looking at.
Yeah,
because
yeah, you're
this
right.
was very unfinished, very yeah. much like she didn't have a direction she was going in and truly wasn't sure about what she was doing.
Right.
But that being said, I did not think it was terrible. It wasn't everything it could have been.
Truly. I mean, it's just, yeah, it was, maybe she just overthought it because it's like, it looks like a great start to something. It just needed more details, especially in the face. And, mm-hmm. you know, brevity is the soul of wit. It really is.
Brevity is the soul of wit. I have yeah. never heard that before. I yeah. don't know what it means.
I mean, I just always remember it in terms of just comedy. It's like less words, funnier. Just punchier.
Yes.
You know what
Ooh,
I mean?
Yes, it's yes, like, that makes sense. Yes.
Totally. Less words. And especially when you're like doing your anything. I mean, especially with punchlines and shit, but with anything, it's just like less words, stick your landing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
because
it.
Nobody wants a meandering joke or a meandering
exactly.
story. Just like, you know.
Get there.
Get there. Make it, snappy.
Is so, the train still running? Because I gotta go.
Now they're back in the workroom and
yes.
Whoop. Baby,
this oh my
chef
God.
Is so hot, and I am here for it. He is described by one of the
it.
Girls as their type with a doggy face
dog
and
face
small
and pee eyes. Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Pee eyes. It made me laugh small so hard. I was like, what an interesting way to describe this man.
I can't go to Thailand because I will absolutely cheat on my boyfriend. Probably as soon as I get off the plane. Just
Truly.
Immediately.
I was like real horned up. I was like, fuck, this like hot ass man is like making these decadent and everything he made looks so fucking good. I was
Truly.
Like, if I dated this man, his dick would constantly be in my mouth because I would constantly yeah. be like, I have to thank you for this delicious thing you made me.
Absolutely. I mean, I want him to push me off a skyscraper. And
what? Are you
just...
okay? You want to be like left for dead in a hotel and pushed off the skyscraper? Mono. Like,
I'm going through a kinky phase.
I get it. That's not kinky. That's like
I'm
death.
So kinky.
You're like
no, I'm
trying
so
to
kinky.
Die.
I bought a gun for my man. I'm so kinky.
You're like, I like to finger my butthole with a gun. And it's like, no, Mono, you can't. Is it
pew,
loaded?
Pew, yeah. pew, pew, pew in my butt. yeah, there's no way they're paying attention as he cooks because...
No.
And you know what would be good? Like, when he's fucking you, you gotta, like, hold his head. You know, like, you can, like, hold someone's head while they're fucking you. And it's like, he's just...
I don't know, Mono. I haven't had sex in such a long time. I forget how to do it. I don't know. You hold a head. I don't know. Like the head, I thought the head was inside me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I'm so sexually frustrated. I just bought a snow globe. Like, this is where I am in my life, okay?
Snow globe is classic. It's because something's up. Something's up.
You know, you just want to go to a faraway world of people fucking. So,
is your clit sucker still working? Is that good? Is it still working?
No, I don't know how to masturbate with a broken leg. Like, I'm sure I can just, like, open my legs, but then I'm like, how do I support the leg?
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to hurt myself. Like, imagine having my follow-up checkup and he's like, well, what happened? You were healing so nicely. Like, what did you do? And I was like, oh, I got horny and was masturbating and re-injured myself. I just, like, it would be on brand. It would be on game. I can't do that to myself.
No, you can't. You can't. I get it. I fucking get it.
And then it's like, I'm going to drag myself up my stairs to go find my vibrator. Like, it just, the whole thing is so sad.
It's so fucked up. I'm sorry for you. I am sorry for you. But you know what? You're going to come out of this stronger, somehow even funnier.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be so much sweeter when next summer, we are back at it, babies.
Oh, yeah, baby. We're all going to be vaccinated. Vax me up, baby. Should we take a break?
Oh, yeah. Let's take a break and talk about whether we're going to do the Pfizer or the other one. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And we're back. I decided on the other one. So Anjali Hung wins the mini challenge and she has to dish out the servings to the girls. So she chooses beef curry. Banda gets chicken basil stir fry with an egg. Banda gets pad thai prawns. And she's like, I've never eaten them. So thank you. And I'm like, you've never had pad thai and prawns. That's insane to me. I've had prawns.
That's the most basic one.
I've had pad thai. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Jeannie gets chicken basil sunny side up egg. Yummy. Mm-hmm. I'm so hungry. Shamala, so yummy. She gets chicken basil stir fry. And Torme gets pad thai also with prawns, right?
So Bandit, Jeannie, and Shrimala get chicken basil. Uh-huh. And then Vonda, Tormai get pad thai. Anjali gets green curry.
Mm-hmm.
This chicken basil dish sometimes is called ka prao. And there's a very good place in Hollywood that makes a very delicious one. If you're like, I need some of this ka prao because it's very good.
I mean, I would do it. My little rule is I don't eat meat I don't cook meat, but if I go out and if someone is like, you have to try this, I'll eat it. Mm. So yeah, when things open up again, take me there.
I will.
No, wait, I'm trying to sing Fifi Dobson. Take me away. There we go.
Oh, yeah, that one. Sure.
Where is Fifi? If anyone knows where Fifi Dobson is, let me know.
I don't know. I mean, I know she's thriving, but I don't know where she is.
Don't know.
So now we're designing. We're designing, yes. Huh? Getting our shit together. Anjali says at first, you know, she's going to go a bit Indian. She wants her body to signify beef. Tormai tells the judges a story, and they're like, we don't care. Don't tell
they
us. We don't want that.
They truly did not care. This walkthrough, I was like, oh, are we only doing a walkthrough because the last episode had so much shit going on and you guys realized that, like, you didn't pack this episode with enough things to be happening?
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised.
I liked this episode because there was less things happening. I was like, this feels less crowded.
Crowded?
Yes. Less chaotic, less crowded.
Totally.
It breathed a little bit.
I know who these girls are now. You know, it is hard trying to get to know all these girls. I think something's happening because I feel like we have more episodes, but maybe I'm wrong. But I just can't believe we're down to five already. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Well, that's what happens. I feel like always with Drag Race, like it's like 100 girls and then like out of nowhere overnight, you're like, oh, we're down to like four? This
is
crazy.
Like, no, we're at the makeover challenge. Shit. Mm-hmm.
It's because you don't want it to end, I think. I don't know.
Totally.
But Jeannie seems a little lost in this workroom. Like, she's explaining what she's doing, but I was like, there was something up. I feel like this whole something was up with her.
Yeah, we need to ask her, like, what's the story? Because she just, like, her and Vonda, but, I mean, they both feel, like, discouraged in a way that's different. I mean, maybe it's because just they're getting, the narrative of international versus the rest is starting to grate on them. Maybe stuff was happening behind the scenes that we don't know about. But I agree. Bandit's being pushed and being told she's being too serious. Okay. Vanda's feeling shy and I'm like, why? Well, like just like Jeannie, I'm like, why? You've done great. Why are you pulling back?
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe the competition just kind of gets to you.
I think so. It's weird. It's weird. I mean, it's like we're all used to like critiques and like rejection, but to be in a system where just like you're getting graded every day on something so personal and inspiring to you has to be just a lot.
Yeah, I agree. So shall we take it to the runway?
Runway. Take it to the runway. Runway. Yes, we should. Vonda, let's see. No. So obviously in the beginning, Art comes out and she's giving you bird crashed into the picnic.
I really like it. I like that her and Pangina Heels are both in gingham, but it's like different kind of gingham. Pangina's in like glam gingham. Art is like a nice picnic, you know, glam. I really, really liked it.
Have you seen Birdemic?
What?
Have you seen Birdemic?
What's Birdemic?
It's like this really, really famously bad horror movie about birds who attack.
No.
You might have to watch it. If you're in the mood for like a really bad movie, because in the movie, birds crash into everything, which is why it made me think of this.
Okay,
sorry, neither here nor there. Pangina looks just so fucking stunning in a way that you're like, how?
Yeah, how? Like, it's she's like shimmery, but also like matte. Like, I don't know, she's just like really pretty.
Like a drop of pageant, but like also just, you look rich. She looks fucking
yeah,
rich.
Yeah, I wonder if she tours. Like, I wonder if she's done like anything in America. I want to see her.
I know she's been to New York a handful of times. I know she like performed at a drag con in New York and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
In fact, she performed at one of these drag shows I went to go see, but it was, I can't remember, it was years ago. It was one of the less official ones. It was not Voss Events. It was one of the, but she was incredible. But I at the time I was like, I don't know who this is, but this person's incredible.
Ugh, I'd kill to see her. She's so great. Also, one of our guest judges, I did not catch all of their names, but the one dressed,
I think I have them,
from a black hole, the laugh on her is so funny.
The Madame Maud, the one who's like, yes, an LCD alien in a cocoon.
Yes, she's fun. And then she's, I like the person with the cherries on their head.
Yes, Cherry Perry.
Cherry Perry, yes. Real on the nose. I like
real
that.
Real on the nose. And then Rasa Mikai.
Wow.
Is wearing this robe and headdress.
Wow.
And I'm going to say it.
Stunning.
Really stunning person. And it is really cool to see a black queer person of some kind.
A dark-skinned South Asian person.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's also just cool to see them like speaking Thai, which I know sounds so basic, but it's like, I have to admit, I'm like, that's makes my brain happy for some reason.
Well, it's because representation is a thing where like you sometimes are like, oh, I guess they didn't exist because I've never seen it. Like, mm-hmm. for a very long time, I just didn't think we existed in like Elizabethan times.
Right.
And by we, like black people, we did.
Yeah.
We were there. Like,
you did.
We've been around since the beginning.
People
and it's just like
there.
Once you see it, you go, oh, of yeah. course we're also in Thailand. Of course mm-hmm. we're fucking everywhere.
Totally. It's so cool. And this person actually has, yeah, they're just, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated with
beautiful.
All their like fashionable queer icons they have on every episode that it's like, there's such a world out there I have no clue about, obviously.
Yeah, it is funny. Sometimes I like bip and bop on Instagram. My sleeping habits have been wild. So I'm just like up looking at Instagram and I'm like, oh my goodness. This yeah. person is very famous in like, oh God, I can't remember her name, but she is this. Oh God, I think she's Japanese. She's like chubby. She's a fat Japanese, I think, comedian, but now
yes.
is like heavy into fashion. She's
so
adorable and like fun. And I'm like, oh my God, so many people know about her. And I just found out about her. Blackpink, I just discovered. And like everybody
incredible.
Knows who they are. They're great.
There's like two of them I'm thinking of because my boyfriend, of course, is obsessed with. Oh, Naomi Watanabe.
Correct.
Is incredible and funny and does lip syncs. And have you seen her Lady Gaga lip sync?
Yes, it's very, she's great.
It's
I really
incredible.
Enjoy her.
There's a couple larger queer draggy comedians, but she's very, very, mm-hmm. very popular. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, she's great. Oh, boy. Yeah. I love the world, the whole world. When I was in Tokyo, this year, she has fucking billboards everywhere. And then, like, because she's, like, not only a comedian, but, like you said, she's, like, has now, like, launched a fashion line for mm-hmm. bigger people.
Yes.
And she's just, like,
I cannot figure out the
awesome.
Sizing. I wanted to order something. I was, like, I don't know how to
Damn
do
it.
This.
Damn it. Damn it. If you want my, I'll get Gene to help and be like,
yes,
what does
please.
This mean?
I would love that.
He would love to. Let's do it. Work.
She also wears like, I just discovered Fendi makes up to a size 16. And I was like, I'm going to buy myself a Fendi dress because
hell yeah.
Why not? Why not? I'd like to, you know, I don't know. I work and I, you know, I don't get to wear expensive things because, you know,
yeah.
I don't make it my size. And yeah. everything on their website in a size 16 was sold out. And I was
Fuck.
Like, what? Why don't these designers understand that fat people have money and
yeah.
haven't had the opportunity to wear these types of things? Truly, these are like small potato problems, especially in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, if
but
you sell out of these sizes so quickly, everywhere I
yeah.
was like looking that had like offered extended
less.
Sizes, all of their bigger sizes are sold out. And I'm like, would it I mean, if I was a smart person, I would go, well, let's do a limited range and see how that does. And when that sells out, be like, oh, there's a ton of money. Fat people have a fuck ton of money. You know,
I can't wait for you to get like just 3% more famous and then you can launch your own clothing line.
I would really love to, or like you're do a collaboration with somebody. Like,
I just saw it.
I want it.
I'm the secreting it. It's gonna happen. Like, I feel like, you know,
jeans. Like, I really want jeans just because, like,
it's gonna happen.
Jeans are hard to fucking find when you're like fucking huge.
Yeah, I mean, jeans are hard. Jeans are hard for, I think, every body type, but I also feel very cursed by jeans because I'm thick in spots that sometimes jeans try to erase. Jeans, gene
and we don't
erasure.
Want erasure via jeans. Okay, so let's talk about this runway. Okay. So Bandit pops out first. I love this. This is like really cute. It's like very Harajuku for me.
The silhouette is totally unique.
Yes, and I love the like crinkle on tutu. I love that she hid an egg there, and she's real cheeky when she shows it.
Yeah, and then the makeup up close is like all graphic and neat.
Yes, and then the paper hair goes with the graphic makeup. I was like, Bandit, this is great.
Bandit should have been in the top. It should have, obviously, I just think it should have been, there should have been more of a conversation of you or Anjali should win.
Yes. It's truly a chirp for me.
Chirp.
I was pleased. I was really pleased.
So pleased. And I mean, my God, it happens all the time in Drag Race, but it's so funny when someone does excellent work and they're like, okay. You know, like, or you're just like when like the parent is like, I don't know. They're just, she's the middle child in so many ways where they're just like, okay. She's like, okay, are you mad at me? Like, no, you're safe.
You're fine. You're fine. We like you. You're fine. Go to your room. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Weird. Weird. So, okay, then we have Shrimala.
This is really cute. All the green, the rice cracker that's an egg on the back, and then her coming out with the fish sauce and adding that.
Perfuming it about.
Yes. This is a good episode for Shrimala, too.
It is.
I mean, granted, she did look dead in her mini challenge, but like, this is a really cute look. And I was I feel like she bounced back.
She did. I like it. I am here for them. Look, they favor her. There's just no doubt about it. I do think, I'm like, why don't they clock her for like the messy bits? Cause like, I don't mind it, but like, I just think Shrimala never gets points taken off for being messy. Whereas
because
other queens, they would,
that's just what happens in life. There are some people who, like Aja's infamous rant about Valentina, that Valentina could come through in a diaper, this, that, and the other. There are just some people in this world who have so much charisma that they can do no wrong. And
that's
those
true.
People, wow, how lucky.
It comes up in All Stars 2 with Alyssa, of course, where they're like, your runways are crazy. And they're like, but it's the Alyssa that works. And it's like, she's fucking incredible.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like,
sorry, Fifi.
The person is perfect. And you're just like, I don't know. You can wear literally anything and it's fine.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. That is how this works. The world has always worked like that. Entertainment has always worked like that. So it would kind of be stupid to assume this would be not the same way.
Yeah.
But
that being
love
said, Shrimala, like, she's so funny. Like, she makes me laugh so hard.
Hilarious.
By doing very little.
Yeah, she's just kind of has a chipper cheeriness about her. And you know what? I have to honestly also say is, like, she inspires me to be queerer, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Because, like, sometimes I'm in certain spaces, I'm like, you know how we all like code switch, but like in certain spaces, I'm like, don't totally queen out here, you know, don't be like, hi, hello, hi. But that's who I am. So I should be just as queer as Shrimala is every day when I'm living my everyday life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's
just funny because I know that that's like a thought that a lot of people have, and a lot of people kind of like, you know, hold back and don't like deliver their full selves. I just, it's not in me. I can't do it. Like,
that's smart.
So, like, even when I talk to Siri on my television, like today I was like, turn on the subtitles. And then the subtitles turn on and I said, thank you. And then laughed uproariously to myself. I like the way I talk to people on the phone when I'm like calling customers. So, like, I just do your thing. I just do me, and
you just do you. And I think it's fun.
I think more people should just be doing them.
They should. They really should. Just do you. I believe the bullshit narrative of like, you're in a room with rich people. Like, you know, button yourself up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't care. That's so great that you don't give a shit.
No, I could care less. Specifically, yeah. Because if you're not signing my checks, why would I care? Also, I just think it's really weird when people treat people differently or like act differently in front of like people who like might be important. Like, I met Ted Sarandos, I think I might have told you this story, who is like the tippity top of Netflix. And I knew his name. I didn't know what he looked like. And this was maybe two seasons into Nailed It. And I did the Joel McHale show, and that was on Netflix. And Ted was there. And we did like this bit, and I shook his hand, and I was like, oh my God. Your hands are so soft. Have you ever done any physical labor in your life? Like, do you not even hold pencils and pens? And then we all like tee-hee-hee. And then he was like, nice to meet you, Nicole. And I was like, nice to meet you. Bye, 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 bye. And then he like walked away. And then Joel was like, do you know who that was? And I was like, no. He was like, Ted Sarandos. And I was like, my God. But like, in hindsight, I just came off as like a silly, funny person.
Yeah. When you're pure of heart, that does come across. It really does. So, like, if anything, people, like, especially when they meet you, they're just like, fun, she's real, she's present. I should let myself, you know, do that more.
Sometimes people think I'm mean, and guess what? Sometimes I am.
Cause when you're, but when you're mean, it's very, it's with purpose. That's what I would say.
Yes.
It's with purpose.
It is.
So I guess it's a chirp. I guess Srimala's a chirp for us.
A chirp. Okay.
Chirp.
So Genie. Oh.
She Genie. Gives us a, I see what she was going for. She was going for like what, like she described. She was like chunky graphic art thing. Mm-hmm. I see that sort of like the hot sauce up top, the egg, the rice-ish. I see it.
For me, it was like ketchup, egg, and then like bits of a napkin that got caught on her skirt.
Oh, no.
And then she did like a fun little fire thing, which I was like, this is fun. But I like got that it was abstract-y. Her shoes were like heavy little biscuits.
The shoes were not ideal.
It was very Ronald McDonald for me, and not in a way that I was like, that's fun.
You're right.
I don't want to say I hated it because I didn't hate it and she took the time to make it. Yeah. I guess for me, I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I think there were just a few things that made it clunkier than Chic, which usually she really balances out that like thing of like, I do big drag, but like it's all very tailored too. Whereas just certain parts of this felt a little clunkier. And the judges are quiet. The judges are going, which is terrible. And to keep it real, I think this is a burp for me.
I think I don't burp things often, but I do think it's going to be a burp for me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry,
love the
God
idea.
Bless.
God bless. Go with God.
Yes, praise be.
Praise, but it happens to the best of them. So, okay, Tormai is next.
Okay, I really like this. So I like the little prawn hat. I like that the dress is fringe. It's like this stunning tangerine color that looks really great against her skin tone. And then the judges are like, I don't think it's tasty. They're like, all I see is shrimp. And I was like, what is a prawn if not a shrimp? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I liked it.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I did not like it.
I guess I have no taste and I don't know what anything is.
That's exactly what I said. Can I say it again? I am honestly, fuck your drag. Fuck your drag.
So fuck my drag, right?
So
fuck my drag. Kenny Davenport truly should get
truly.
More
I did
props.
Not feel nothing genuine from her at all. She does deserve more props, and she was robbed.
They're gonna meet me your ass. What?
I live for when she's been very publicly like been like, what did Trixie do to win that lip sync over you? Nothing. Nothing. She's just very calm. He's like, nothing.
Kennedy is so funny to me.
So funny.
I love Kennedy. Man, unbelievable. She's so funny.
What a star. And then she recently said her least favorite song to lip sync to was Fancy because of that fucking lip sync she did, damn, on All Stars 5, which was so weird and not good.
Oh, so yeah. Weird. It was like the McIntyre Fancy?
Yeah, I think it was her and Cracker. Yeah. And it was like, what is happening here on this day? I didn't like this look. The boots are weird to me with the dress. The dress is clearly was like, oh, I have a pretty pink dress. For me, I like the pieces of it, but I did not get food from this.
She was literally wearing a shrimp hat, but okay.
I like the shrimp hat. But then the rest, I was like, brown boots, pink dress. I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't for me. That's just me, though. I'm gonna burp it personally.
I'm fully gonna chirp it. It is for me. I love it.
Good. Now we have Miss Vanda. Miss Vanda Joachim.
Yes. I like the makeup. I like these little gold things on her face. But I was like, is she in a jelly bowl? I don't get the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But the presentation where she like released what, like a balloon or whatever? Like she threw something in the air. I was like, ooh, that's fun. Maybe. And then I was like, oh, this is strategery. So I don't look at the outfit. But I've already looked at the outfit. It's not for me.
Yeah. I love the face details and the wig so much. Like, the face is so cool to me. But she's holding a dish dress. She, like, threw up a balloon that had her name on it.
Yeah.
She's kind of tasting the ingredients. I think their critiques are fair. And it was like, I did want her to, like, drop the dress or something.
Yeah, something. Like a reveal. I don't know. I'm going to lightly chirp it, though, because I like the makeup.
God, I like the face and makeup so much, so I'm going to lightly chirp it because that was so pretty up on top. Yeah. And when they get close, it looks really cool. Yes, the rest just could have been a little sharper.
Yeah.
Sharper. They're like, we don't know what it tastes like. And I'm like, okay, judges, okay. Next is Anjali Anang, or however we're supposed to say her name.
Wow.
This was great.
This is stunning. This Winnie Harlow homage.
Right.
I thought it was like really clean, really beautiful, stunning to look at. This nude illusion dress that I thought was a bodysuit. But then I was like, no, it is a sheer fucking dress.
Yes.
I was fully wowed by it. And I thought it, oh my God, I really liked it.
Yeah. It was a gag. And she says she's like trying to look a little bit bringing in this color pattern, even though it looked like vitiligo to me. And she's also was saying she was inspired by, you know, the prints on a cow, which I thought was interesting. The silhouette's incredible. The splotch, the little dots of green are great. The drapery, I mean, chirp.
Yes. It was Ca-caw. So good.
It's a caca for me. It's good. It's good.
Wait, I didn't clock that she said she was
did
inspired by
the
a
critiques.
Cow.
She did during the
oh,
critiques.
Oh, interesting.
She was like, she was like, I was trying, which I at first just also thought like Winnie Harlow, cool, interesting. And then she's like, oh yeah, like I wanted to kind of bring in beef. She's like, and how, you know, there's pigmentation on cows. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, it was a very interesting thing because I was like, you literally painted identical to Winnie's pigment spots.
That's a good point. Maybe she was probably trying to have her cake and eat it too.
Maybe.
Like, in case you don't like it.
Yeah.
Totally. Now we have our untucked-ish, which is always like pretty whatever. They're just talking about they're all on edge. There's only six of them. The critiques can go any which way. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Then we're back on the main stage, and I truly love how Pangina Heels is championing Anjali Ung, her transness, and saying that trans is beautiful. Trans people deserve to do drag. And I think it's so weird that the community was like, trans people can't do drag. I'm like, trans people been doing drag for so long. And why exclude a part of the community? Like, that to me is so fucking wild. And it's, I do so hope they have more crazy trans contestants on all of the shows.
Yeah.
You know, because representation, we said it earlier, it fucking matters.
It matters so much. I mean, our literally our biggest, the iconoclasts in queerness have all been trans people leading the charge. And I'll say it, cute white boys reluctantly benefiting from it. And I think we do need to be more inclusive if we are truly going to embrace queerness and embrace sisters, brothers, and siblings. Like, mm-hmm. we've got to make more of an effort instead of just embracing what you are used to. Literally have a conversation with someone who is outside of your queer bubble, like today, yesterday, right now. So like we can stop these traditional divisions in the queer community, which I'm so sick of. Like, you know, mm-hmm. the whole like gays and lesbians getting along together. Good luck. I'm like so tired of that. And it's not true. It's not true at all. It just requires you being interested in meeting new mm-hmm. kinds of people, which you should be. You're not, I don't know what to tell you if you don't like meeting interesting people.
I love people that I find to be like curiously delightful and interesting and new. And I don't mm-hmm. know. Let's open up our eyes and ears and be more inclusive.
And it's okay if you're wrong and say something stupid, because you'll learn from it. And
just apologize and start over, move on. Like, I posted something on Twitter about like trans inclusive dialogue, like just like mm-hmm. some like it's not preferred pronouns, it's your personal pronouns,
right?
But then that being said, somebody might prefer to use preferred pronouns instead of personal. It's just like whatever people like. Just like, mm-hmm. you know, ask. I don't know. That's all you have to do. Ask. You just have to ask.
Be like,
just, you know, whatever.
And just like a drop of bravery is always rewarded when you genuinely want to meet and engage with new people, especially queer people. That's it.
Yeah. Like people keep trying to identify me as bisexual and I'm not. Yeah. I just fuck anything.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Anyone.
So that language isn't for you.
It's not for me. I don't like it. It's not my preferred, or it's not my personal label.
Do you like pan? You don't like that word either. It's not for you.
No.
You just fuck who you want.
For whatever reason, pansexual makes me feel like I'm a frying pan. And I do think frying things is like kind of vaguely sexual, but like I don't like it. It's not for me. I'm just Nicole.
Yeah, don't put your utensils on my body. Do not fry me. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So, Pangina's does a great job. This mm-hmm. should be obvious, but it's not yet. And then we have our safe girls, which are Bandit, and Shrimala are initially right out the gate safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I get it. And then, but I maybe would have.
Bandit could have won for me.
Could have won. But I do think Anjaline really came through. I probably would have saved Tormai. I would not have put Tormai in the bottom.
Interesting. I would have put Tormai in the bottom.
Of course you would. You hated her fucking shrimp.
I hated the shrimp. I would have put her in the bottom over Vonda. I was like, I think Vonda should have been safe.
Oh my God, this is literally insane. This is blasphemy. This is like, God bless. I don't know how you're going to sleep saying that one out loud.
Wish me luck. I like this. We needed this fight in Untucked. We needed this.
So Jeannie Tormai, Vonda, they are
go smoke your cigarette.
they are
it's done. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. They're lip syncing and
yes.
Tormai is serving it. She is giving it. She's giving everything. She does a bunch of unimpressive jumps, but I'll tell you something. I thoroughly enjoyed watching them.
They're kind of like,
and it truly, I think, is a good lesson. And you don't have to do 100 death drops to do a good lip sync to be engaged. I was engaged, but then again, I liked her outfit, so maybe it was not a good lip sync. I thought she was the one serving it the most. I thought Vonda came in second, and Jeannie for me just looked a little lost. The whole episode she looked a little lost, and then she threw marbles on the ground. It didn't really read.
I didn't even know that there was marbles until you just said it just now. I didn't see that.
Yeah, she pretended to throw something, I believe.
I think this song was about food, I'm guessing. Because
probably. The whole episode was about food. So
they were eating stuff, too.
Uh-huh. Yes. But that being said, I like really enjoyed this lip sync. I thought it was really fun.
It was really fun for me. Vonda won, but so we have to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
Jeannie, okay. I think it's safe to say, yeah, she wasn't really having fun with it. And she probably perhaps didn't know the words, because I mean,
maybe.
This seemed to be a Thai song.
Yes.
She's got to learn the words in Thai. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably fucking goddamn hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then unfortunately, Jeannie goes home. Sad. She'd done so much great stuff on this season.
Yeah, I was bummed about it because I did like Jeannie. I thought Jeannie did a really fun job. I thought she brought a fun, how many times can I say fun? She brought a fun quality to the competition. So, it was sad to see her go.
She really stayed true to her, what she did. And she just had one baby trip up that kind of didn't hit the mark, as it were. But now she went home. So sad. Cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen in the rest of the series. If it's just five girls, great. I am confused as to what's going to happen. But I'm delighted to see, because there's a lot of fun craziness in this season.
Yeah, I can't wait. I had a blast.
Me too.
But Mono, we're at the end.
We're at the end. Is there anything you need to tell our listeners to do?
If you live in Georgia, you got till December 7th to fucking register to vote, I believe.
Yes.
So, do that if you're in Georgia. Tell a friend. Because talking helps stuff. Also, I have another podcast, 90 Day Bay. It's on Patreon. Me and Marcy Jarrow talk about the best show on television besides Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
And then, please just watch Nailed It on Netflix. There is no new holiday season. Sorry about it. There was a pandemic.
Did you know?
The old holiday episodes, and you can watch those.
Mm-hmm.
Mono.
Yeah. Please, let's keep this fight alive in Georgia. We are so close. We're less than a month away from that. And yeah, please, I have a lot of other podcasts, so just follow me on Instagram at Mono Gapian. I am starting a new podcast with Oscar Montoya called Podcast Killed the Video Star. It's so fun and dumb, and we talk about all the music videos from our lives and give them a definitive ranking. So just find us online, rate and review us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, because it super helps out. Okay. Well, till next time.
See you in my dreams.
Oh, so you do know the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Quoting the song from House Guest, the Sinbad and Phil Hartman movie. That's one of my favorite movies. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, but it didn't like stand out to me.
Well, they're sitting on a outside. They're eating their McDonald's because midway through the movie becomes a McDonald's commercial, and they're talking about camp, and they're singing the camp song, and the end of it is Phil Hartman just saying "See you in," and Sinbad being like "In my," and it's like very easy that it's like dreams. And then also the party scene where he finds out he's a doctor and the wine connoisseur gets loose and wild is one of my favorite scenes. It's, guys, watch Drag
Race.
Go watch House Guest starring Sinbad and Phil Hartman.
Then that
it
is
holds
ultimate
up.
Drag.
It is a perfect movie.
I love that. Okay, let's do that. That's your homework. Tut,
and
tut,
that's,
off
that's
with
what
you.
I really want to promote. Okay, bye.
Off with you. Bye. Now let the music play.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.